Arizona guy did here from Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, you have arrived at the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got a special broadcast lined up for you today, because if you are counting down the days, if you are doing the math, we are only 10 days away from St. Patrick's Day, and we are starting our countdown in full style tonight. We are broadcasting live from Pastiche on North Campbell, just south of Fort Lowell, on the west side of the street, and our good friend Pat Connors has rolled out the red carpet for us, and we are going to dive headfirst into a whole spectrum of Irish whiskeys. Just thinking about St. Patrick's Day brings out the best in us. Thanks so much for listening, as you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock for another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210. Well, speaking of happy, and speaking of hour and happy hour, especially when you put them down together, you know, we take very seriously the assignment of our celebrity co-host week after week, and our next guest has not been on the show for a while, and he's had an interesting change in his career, and we want to get the skinny from him. The director of corporate communications for Visit Tucson, my good friend Dan Gibson, is with us.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
Dan Gibson!
Hey!
I mean,
I have not been on the show since,
when was that?
Oh, it's a restaurant in Trail Desk Town. It was a...
Oh, Dakota Bar and Grill.
Dakota, yes.
Yeah, we had a great show.
That was a really good
show. A lot of fun over there at Dakota. But here we are, and you know, and I always thought with a name like Gibson, you were Irish. And then I looked it up on Wikipedia, and they say, no, you're Scottish. And you say, wait a minute, it's neither.
It's not even. It's super complicated. People don't want to know my family. You can look it up on Ancestry.com if you like, but it's super complicated.
It's
my
only
family,
an hour show, right?
Yeah, nobody cares. It's not a genealogy show. We'll do that next week somewhere else.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, you were one of the media mavens here in this community for a long time.
I don't know what that says more about me or about the media community in this town. But thank you.
We followed your career quite closely, but something happened to you a couple of months ago, which I thought was pretty cool. You actually ascended to the pinnacle right now of your career trajectory, the director of corporate communications for Visit Tucson.
Yeah, it's a lot to live up to.
What a great gig!
No, it's been great. I've been there 3 months now, and it's a spectacular place to work. I mean, we're working hard to try to, make Tucson a better place to live, because it's a great place to live, it's a great place to visit, and also just to try to bring more attractions and people and events. And so we had the MLS preseason I was working pretty hard on that, trying to connect soccer fans and bars, because people who like soccer often like bars,
right.
So that worked out great.
Right.
And then we're working on a lot of food stuff, which, you know, I think it's a big space for us as a community.
It is.
We are a great food community.
Indeed.
And I don't think, actually I know, we don't get the recognition that we deserve in that space.
Yeah.
About just the wide variety of restaurants and opportunities, and cocktails, and beer, and everything.
You're so right. Now, for people that don't know, Visit Tucson, the old Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yes, a mouthful, for sure.
I would imagine your receptionist is one of those that is celebrating the change.
We truncated it. It's just Visit Tucson.
Tucson.
You know, that's what we're trying to get people to do. So,
you know what I love about Visit Tucson, especially your website, visittucson.org?
Yes.
I mean, it is a kind of a one-stop shopping destination for everything that you want to know, everything you want to do, everything you want to eat, drink across Southern Arizona. You know, you have put together beautifully in a very sort of succinct and compelling way on that website. I just love it.
Yeah,
we love navigating around.
Yeah, and we're working hard on that too. We're going to roll out hopefully a new website by the end of the year, which will be even better with more content. And, you know, we really want to have the best website just about Tucson,
right?
You know, and that's something we're in the process of trying to really make that better. So if you want to know where to eat or where to go, or, you know, just looking for things to do over the weekend, or if you're telling your friends about coming to visit here, you know, especially pretty much anywhere in the country, this is better right now. So, you know, I have friends in Nashville who are digging themselves out of snow plows.
And what a shame.
Yeah, no, it's I happily take pictures of myself in short sleeve shirts.
Of course.
I'm just like, oh, wish you were here.
Yeah. Now, we're going to be talking about some of your fascinating moments on the culinary and cocktail scene here coming up. But when we hear about Visit Tucson, this idea of free yourself is something that has really sort of splashed all over the community. Help me understand
what free yourself is, what that attitude is all about, and what you think, how it sort of translates to a memorable meal and a killer cocktail.
So, not to get into the weeds too much, but we did a ton of research about like how what do people think of when they think of Tucson, and what is the sort of unique space that we can sell Tucson as to places. So, I mean, you know, we're not Santa Fe, we're not San Antonio or Phoenix or whatever. You know, we're trying to find a unique niche to tell people the story of this city. And so the free yourself thing, it came from that people know Tucson as being an unpretentious destination.
Right.
And it's a place where you can, you know, you can go up to the top of the mountain, you can go rock climbing in the afternoon, but you can still get a great cocktail at night. You know, it's a place that you can go out and see Saint-Navier during the day and eat at a James have your choice of two James Beard Award-winning restaurants.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the... And actually three if you count the Fox restaurants. You can count the whole thing there. So, I mean, it's just that you have this mix of things, these experiences that you can, you know, be relaxed here. You can still have a great time, but it's accessible pretty much to the whole country in a hurry. So that's what the free yourself thing is about. It's just getting out there and experiencing new things.
Yeah.
Tucson is a great city for that.
Yeah, exactly. And there's always something to do, and especially on the culinary and cocktail side. Now, you're a busy guy. I mean, director of corporate communications, you know, with your finger on the pulse of what's going on.
Yeah, try to be.
Where's the Gibson family eating and drinking these days?
Well, funnily enough, we were working on a story for our website that's just to, like, give people, you know, context for Tucson about craft beer and pizza. So we, you know, places that you could get a great local or, you know, regional beer, but also you can get a slice of pizza or, you know, different things. So we were eating a lot of pizza lately. So we were on the grand tour from, you know, getting Empire delivered at Tap and Bottle,
yes,
to 1702,
yes,
to, you know, Renee's and BZ's on the east side. Just like they have this wide variety of options and different styles of pizza as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they don't have beer, but one of my favorite places right now, Los Olivos,
which I have to testify here on live radio, I've not been.
Oh, man.
Because I don't want to go unless you're there with me.
Los Olivos is this magical place on, it's on Congress, on just past the, just a little bit past the Mercado. So you're almost to Grande. But there's this tiny little pizza place, especially at lunch. If you're in the downtown area, you cannot beat this $5.20, it's 14-inch thin crust pizza.
Oh my
gosh. Topping your choice, and it is delicious.
$5.
Five bucks.
Okay.
$5.20. Yeah, they get you with the 20, but it's this delicious pizza. You can get, they have capicciola. They always like, you know, they had a salmon and dill cream pizza the other day.
Oh my gosh.
This is a spectacular place. So I mean, I'm really in love with the West Side right now of just trying to catch. You know, obviously, from, you know, Ryan Park and Augustine to Sace and the Mercado as well. And then you have Sonoran Delights across the street. You have Los Olivos, Tanya's, you know, just a lot of really great options. I'm going to eat my way through the West Side.
Well,
and I work my way back.
And I'll just follow along.
No, just, yeah, and exactly. We have this open invitation to go to Pico de Gallo.
All right. Yeah, that's what it is, Pico de Gallo. That's right.
And we still have not been.
And I love the thing that the sort of the common thread that weaves every eatery together is that they're local. These are local Tucson treasures.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's just something that we celebrate on this show and wherever we are across the community. The hardworking, you know, mom and pop restaurants that really contribute to making this Tucson such a delicious place to be.
Yeah, and you see places that, you know, they rely on your support. And obviously this is the high season for travel right now. Places can make a ton of money off of February and March just off those. But, you know, thinking about as we get closer to the summer of just like, you know, that a lot of places offer a lot of great deals. We'll have those on our website that you can, you know, stay at a local resort and then go out and eat great food and go back and sleep it off, you know, in a comfortable bed at Star Pass or Westward Look or La Paloma. It's just a ton of options here. And I think it's a really great time to be a Tucsonan.
Isn't it really?
And I think it's, you know, what we're trying to do is just make it a little bit better. Just keep pushing the conversation forward and pushing the dialogue forward. And hopefully, you know, we're working on a culinary event September, hopefully, and then by 2016, we're hoping to really open something big, like, you know, really, like, take over downtown with a festival book scale sort of
culinary
thing.
And you'll be rolling that information out as it becomes available on visittucson.org.
Well, I'll come and I'll talk about it here. First.
Very good. And we like breaking news.
Yeah, exactly right.
We're talking to Dan Gibson, our celebrity co-host for the full hour,
the director of corporate
communications for Visit Tucson. He's going to be with us all hour. So come on down to Pastiche, again, right on North Campbell Avenue,
just south of Fort Lowell on the west side of the street. I'm looking at Pat Connors behind the bar right now. He is regaling his customers with some lovely lore and tales about Irish whiskey. And it doesn't stop there, because this whole show is about 10 days left until St. Patrick's Day, and there's no better place to start your planning than right here in Pastiche. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to do a little bit of a detour, because Cigar Madness at Jerry Cigars is coming up a week from today. And we're talking about a whole roasted pig being wheeled into a cigar store. You don't want to miss 1 minute of this. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. Our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. We all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car! When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210. We are broadcasting live from Pastiche on North Campbell Avenue, just south of Fort Lowell on the west side of the street, in our 10 days until St. Patrick's Day broadcast, giving you everything you need to know about this wonderful day. And I am sitting here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, Director of Corporate Communications from Visit Tucson, Dan Gibson, is back with us.
I'm going to keep giggling every time you say celebrity.
Celebrity, capital C.
Dan Gibson
is in the house.
Barely a thing.
Anyway, well, as I always say on this show, week after week, one of the ways to make a culinary and a cocktail experience more legendary is with a premium cigar, and our cigar purveyor of choice is Jerry's Cigar over there on First and Wetmore, and they are rolling out again the red carpet for all of the cigar fans across Southern Arizona a week from today at Jerry's Cigars. Cigar Madness is up Jerry's sleeve, and here to talk about this great event that always tops my cigar calendar is manager Freddie Valencia. Freddie, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, Matt. How have you been?
Hey, been really well. I mean, I'm just itchy because exactly 1 week from today, we're actually going to be doing this show over at Cigar Madness. What do you guys got planned for this event?
Oh, we got a load of sales and specials going on. We're going to be doing some raffles and prizes. It's always a great time. This particular time around, we're having six vendors come out. We're having Tatuaje, which is a nice Nicaraguan company. Nicaraguan cigars, you know, very good. We have Avo, we have Ashton, Drew Estate, Crowned Heads, and Alec Bradley coming out.
great. You've got some great purveyors that are going to be there, and you've got representatives of each of the cigar makers there to really talk to your guests, to get a sense of what kind of sticks they like on the cigar spectrum. You've got some great cigars there for beginners to the craft. You've got some, such as myself, who are a seasoned cigar sophisticates. Say that three times fast. And I love the fact that it's all happening under one roof at Jerry Cigars. And again, that's going to be from noon to 5 on Saturday, March the 14th. Now, with all these heavy-hitting companies that you're bringing together at Cigar Madness, you're going to be offering some specials. As you said, what are some of the specials that your guests can hope to enjoy?
So what we're going to be offering is 20% off on box sales. We will also be doing a buy three, get one free, and also a buy five, get two free on all these selected vendors that will be in attendance.
Oh, fantastic. Now, we've had some representatives from Drew Estate and from Ashton on the show before. We've not yet engaged anyone from Tatuaje or Avo or Crowned Heads. As a matter of fact, Crowned Heads is the big secret to me because that's a maker that I'm not altogether familiar with. Give us an idea from what we can expect from the Crowned Heads people. I'm excited.
Yeah, so we're going to have Brandon Puckett out from Crowned Heads. Great guy, you know. They have some great cigars. My personal favorite is the Jericho Hill. That's been it's been out for a little bit now, but it's new to the shop. We haven't had it for very long, but it's been a great sell.
Beautiful. And so, as people can get there at noon, as a matter of fact, I think you've got a food truck, Mr. Cookman's barbecue, sort of Louisiana-inspired barbecue, which just fires on all cylinders for me.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jonathan Hebert's going to be out there cooking up some great food. You know, he's got everything from ribs to pulled pork to smoked wings, you name it. He's got some good barbecue.
Smoked wings. 1,000% in. That sounds like
1,000 exactly.
Shut it down. Cancel your plans for the. You might want to cancel your plans for the rest of the week.
Yeah,
too,
exactly.
So you've got. And he's going to actually be there from 12 to 5 is when he's going to be dishing out some great barbecue. So if you can come on down, get it. Well, it's great.
Okay, so 12 to 5 again, March the 14th. Jerry Cigars, First and Wetmore, next to Batteries Plus. Actually, I think it's Batteries
and Bulbs.
Batteries
now.
Plus Bulbs.
I just follow your heart. It will bring you to the cigars and barbecue. It'll be
one of the things I love about Jerry Cigars is it's not just a cigar retailer where you can go and choose from. I think one of the state of Arizona's largest inventory of cigars, but you've also have this great lounge feeling. I think it's the official Zycar lounge of Southern Arizona with these great big leather chairs into which I just melt whenever I go. But there's going to be so many people there. You're actually going to be extending the party out in the parking lot, aren't you, Freddie?
Yes, we will. We'll have some tables and chairs out in the parking lot. You know, it's a big, great. It's going to be a great day to be outside. So why not take advantage of this beautiful weather we're having down in Tucson? So. You know,
what more can you
have to do that.
You get the sun out, you know, you get some smoked wings there. And
oh, my gosh. Fire up a couple of sticks. So yeah. Tatuaje, Avo, Ashton, Drew Estate, Crowned Heads, all 20% off box purchases. There's going to be raffles. There's going to be drawings. There's going to be giveaways, smoked wings. And then the party will sort of wrap up at about 5 o'clock at the end of this broadcast. And but, of course, Jerry Yang always has something up his sleeve. And if there's a few customers that are still hanging around that might still be a little hungry, Freddie Valencia, what is going to happen next?
Well, as we always do in most of our events, we're going to bring in another a roasted pig, you know, so you can come in. We'll have Chef Michael Lopez come in and dice it all up for us and serve it to us. And yeah, it's a great time, you know. It's a good time to hang out with customers and chit-chat and enjoy the day.
Okay, so in case you didn't hear, Freddie, a whole roasted pig. I mean, this is just, and I believe the maraschino cherries still are where the eyes used to be.
That's classic.
Just a classic move. But anyway, so.
Start with lunch. Get there early. You might want to get there at like 11:30. Look around. Make your cigar choices. Eat lunch at noon so that you pace yourself. Hang out the whole way through, then the roasted pig.
Okay, see, Freddie, do you see what's happening? A strategy is beginning to unfold.
You got to think these things through. You don't mess around.
That's great. Well, anyway, Freddie Valencia from Jerry's Cigars over there on First Avenue and Wetmore Road, talking about cigar madness at Jerry's Cigars, March the 14th from noon to 5. We're going to be broadcasting there live starting at 4 o'clock. It really is a must for any cigar enthusiast in Southern Arizona, and just a great way to celebrate, together with your brothers and sisters of belief, your comrades at talking about the very critical role that the cigar plays in hospitality and really living life to the fullest. So, Freddie, I know your customers want you to get back to work right away. So thanks for hanging out with us for a minute,
awesome.
And I look
thanks
forward
for
to seeing you next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was good to see you. We'll see you next week.
Really look forward to it, Freddie. Thanks so much. Freddie Valencia, manager of Jerry's Cigars. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And ladies and gentlemen, Mike Cavers from Jameson Irish Whiskey is in the house. In just 1 minute, he is going to be with us live. And this is one segment, man, that you do not want to miss. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back. Hey there, Tucson cigar fans. Here's a special announcement about an upcoming event that you won't want to miss. On Saturday, March the 14th, our good friend Jerry Yang of Jerry Cigars will be hosting his annual Cigar Madness event from noon to 5. Celebrate the spring season with your fellow cigar comrades. Meet industry celebrities from top cigar and accessory companies. Chow down on some food truck fare and enjoy 20% off all box purchases from Drew Estate, Alec Bradley, Avo, Tatuaje, Ashton, and Crowned Head Cigars. And after the event, watch as Jerry rolls out a whole roasted pig for his customers to devour, making this a must-attend moment for cigar and pork lovers everywhere. It's Cigar Madness, March 14th from noon to 5. At Jerry's Cigars, 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. I'll see you there.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210. Broadcasting live from our official St. Patrick's Day planning destination of choice. Pastiche, food, drink, nothing more. Nothing more you need on North Campbell between, on the south of Fort Lowell, on the west side of the street, staring down, and I can barely see my celebrity co-host through the bottles that have just been dropped onto the table.
They're worse problems.
Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson. We are about to get schooled by, when I heard that Mike Cavers was going to be on this show, let me just say, I for two reasons. Number one, if someone is going to walk you through the great iconic story of Jameson Irish Whiskey, Mike Cavers is the guy. But if you're in Baltimore and you have the opportunity to actually interview a man who came from the Baltimore Orioles, now I hope that there's not two Mike Cavers on LinkedIn, because Mike Cavers, did you ever pitch for the Baltimore Orioles organization?
Yeah, no, I got to, unfortunately, I got to play minor league baseball with the Orioles for about 5 years. Some of the guys that played with it did a little more than me. Mike Mussina, Kurt Schilling, David Segee.
I'm not going to wash my hand. I'm a native Washingtonian. I grew up a Baltimore Orioles fan, Memorial Stadium, and I got to tell you, this is a major milestone in my broadcast career. But I guess we're going to talk about some whiskey, man.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So now I'm no longer doing baseball. I'm doing work for Pernod Ricard.
Pernod Ricard
is a big supplier of whiskey, and then with Irish whiskey, about 83% of the entire world's whiskey comes from Pernod Ricard, and that is coming from the Middleton Distillery in Cork, Ireland.
Oh my gosh!
So the Middleton and Pat here, he's got the most extensive He's got almost every Irish whiskey you can imagine.
Yeah, so I challenge
one
any
place
other bar
to go for St. Paddy's Day to get your Irish whiskey and
seriously,
to be Irish at least for a day. You need to come here.
And see, and Pat gets to be one for 365 days a year. You know, we
helpful training
only when we come into to the restaurant. But anyway, up on our Facebook page, On the Menu Live on Facebook, I took a photo. I could not fit all the Irish whiskeys into the same frame, even backing up a little bit. It gives you a little taste of what Pat has going, not only right now, but also as we lead up to the big day. But what is it about Jameson Irish whiskey, Mike Havers, that you think is it makes it such an iconic part of any St. Patrick's Day celebration?
Well, one thing's with Jameson, I mean, it's a huge brand, and there's different expressions of it. Everyone's used to the regular Jameson. There's a 12-year, the 18-year, there's a black barrel, there's a vintage, there's a gold. So there's a whole different breadth of the Jameson and different price points, too. So, but one of the things that makes Jameson so unique and so great is that it's very, very smooth, a little bit of sweetness to it. It's one of the, all of the whiskeys from the Middleton Distillery are all triple distilled.
Yes.
There's some other out there that are two times distilled, maybe a little rougher. And the Jameson, it being three times distilled, it's a very super smooth whiskey, very easy to sip, and it has a little bit of a sweetness to the finish of it. It's a nice soft whiskey to drink.
And some of the, I mean, let's just call it what it is. It's easier to just do this, twice distilling, double distilling. It's some might say cutting corners. That's not good enough for Jameson.
It is triple distilled. And the thing with the Jameson, with the Middleton Distillery again, is that you have the Jameson, but we also, there's other marks within that book. So if you really want to get down to Irish whiskey, Jameson is light and smooth.
Yep.
Very easy to sip and drink. There's also some other brands within that distillery. There's a Green Spot, which we have in front of us, which we'll sample. And actually, it's a little on the sweeter side. So it's finished in sherry cask. So I think you got bourbon barrels,
yes,
then a little bit of sherry cask. You got the fortified wine of the sherry,
oh, yes,
a little bit of the sweetness. And it's, I tell you, the Jameson's outstanding. You know, the Green Spot. If we're going to sample or no?
We are showing remarkable restraint, Mike Havers.
Yes.
I do have one more question.
Yes,
just
please.
Because of the roots and the legacy of Jameson, I see on the bottle since 1780.
Yes, 1780. So
that is the year
John Jameson,
1780.
Yes. been doing it for quite some time, and really, you know, as you said, no cutting corners, kind of going the extra mile to really make the best Irish whiskey in the world.
Beautiful,
and it's fantastic. I'm fortunate, I'm lucky to represent it. Actually, in front of us, we have Jameson the Black Barrel, which is kind of a new expression in the last year or so.
Oh.
It is in a double charred bourbon barrel, so it can be for all those bourbon drinkers that say, hey, I'm not an Irish whiskey drinker. You try this black barrel, and the bourbon guys kind of start leaning over and go, you know what, I like Irish whiskey.
And that's what's contributing to the fact, I think, sort of on the whiskey spectrum, I think the Irish category is one of the fastest growing, most rapidly growing sections of that category.
You don't have to think it. It's true.
It's true.
It is.
It's actually
it is a fast-growing category within whiskey. Bourbons are doing great. Irish whiskey are going faster. Rye whiskey or Scottish whiskeys are doing fantastic. So, again, Pat here, he's got such an extensive portfolio of whiskeys here. If you want a whiskey and you're in Tucson, this is where you got to come.
I love it.
You will not be disappointed.
So, Mike Havers has hand-selected two Irish whiskeys that we are going to enjoy right now on live radio. How did you come to decide exactly what it is that we're going to be tasting?
Well, it's two of my favorites. The Jameson, everyone knows Jameson, so we got the Black Barrel, which is in the double charred barrels. The barrels usually chart from a 1 to 5.
Right.
This is a 3 charring, okay. So double charred, so again, more bourbon-like. And then the Green Spot is a little softer, and it's single pot stilled whiskey.
Oh, got
it. It's a small batch. And again, it has a nice little sweet finish to it, but very soft and elegant. And it's limited. You're not going to find the Green Spot in many places, but you will find it here. You will find it here.
Now, is there a particular order we should begin?
Let's just go. Yes, let's just go with the on the left here.
Okay,
so this should be the Green Spot on the left here.
We've got a beautiful whiskey tasting glass. This is the protocol here, especially pastiche. You got a beautiful a balloon. You got some beautiful way to release some of those aromas, the nose. And this is the Green Spot.
This is the Green Spot, yes. I mean, it is like You get the little fruitiness, a little bit of the sweetness. There, apple is right there, Dan. Very
delicious.
Very nice, Dan.
Well, you know.
So I'm letting people in on a little secret. You know, Irish whiskey peels are Jameson. No, it's like there's in the Middleton Distillery again. What they do, this green spot is outstanding.
Oh, it's delicious.
So now you know Irish whiskey. You do a green spot. You do a red breast, which is again, it's a bit of a fuller bodied, very bold. You know, we going back and forth. Do we sample that? But he has a 12-year and a 15-year single pot still. Copper pot still, outstanding whiskey.
Love it.
So,
I don't have plans until 7:30. I might just stick around. This is what I'm going to do the rest of the day. It's just,
and I absolutely like the finish. You know, there's people say, well, Irish doesn't have a big enough finish for me. There's a beautiful finish on this green spot. Now, we're going to have to take a quick commercial break.
Got
thank another couple of sponsors without whom we simply would not be here. Mike Havers, when we come back, we're going to try this gorgeous Jameson Select Reserve Black Barrel, and we're going to tie it all together with the man of the hour himself, proprietor and Irishman of the year, Pat Connors. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break, thank our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be doing the rest of our tasting, and then we're going to be talking about Irish cuisine done no better by anybody than Chef Tim Moore and Pat Connors here at Pastiche. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Don't go away.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, live from Pastiche Food, Drink, and Mike Cabers from Jameson. The name of the company that you work for again, because I can't pronounce it.
Pernod Ricard.
Representing, I think, some of the biggest brands in spirits today. I think, you know, can I be you for just a weekend?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You'll be hosting the show at the Scar Bar next week.
I'll give you some business cards.
It'll be fine. It'll work itself out. So we tried this Green Spot Irish whiskey, which Dan Gibson right away noted the apple on. So, you know, I don't bring just slouches here, Mike Avers. For Dan to be able to pick up on the, I just love it. Okay. So,
it's incredibly, delicious. So you should see a line forming outside the door here pretty quickly.
That's right. Put on extra staff, boys.
Yes, to make it happen.
Exactly. Okay, so now we have this Jameson Select Reserve Black Barrel. Again, for, like you say, bourbon enthusiasts like myself who might not really know about what an Irish can be. Take it back to sort of the preparation, the distilling, and the aging, and you got the best of both worlds here.
Yeah, the black barrel is amazing. Regular Jameson's about 6 years aged. The black barrel is 7 to 10 years aged. And then they add a little bit of rare grain whiskey that they distill one time a year to it. So this is super mixable. And the black barrel is, you put it in a Manhattan, you put it in an old fashioned, you put it in cocktails like that. And again, you get that beautiful smoothness of the Irish whiskey and all that bold flavor of like the bourbon-esque type of thing. And it makes it heck of a cocktail.
And right on the nose, it's a profound difference. I mean, just completely different than what we had with the Green Spot. I'm going to give it a shot now here. Not a shot. I mean, we don't want to shoot a Jameson.
Sip it.
It's a sipping
whiskey.
Enjoy it. And I'm glad you talked about cocktails, because I think that there's kind of a myth that
that a good Irish whiskey is only for slow sipping. I love what Jameson is doing in the cocktail scene.
Absolutely. And the Black Barrel, I mean, that's where most of it is being done in cocktails. You know, I mean, you certainly have it neat or on rocks, but in a cocktail. And I tell you, when you come here and ask Pat, say, make me a Manhattan with my Jameson Black Barrel.
I've had a Manhattan here before.
So is there...
I mean, hey, Pat makes a mean Manhattan.
Oh, yes. With love,
of course.
So do you guys have an... do you have tastings around here? Like, so could somebody come in and have like a...
Absolutely. We actually started a whiskey club a little while ago, and we meet every month and we do something different. This coming Tuesday, the 10th, we're doing an Irish whiskey tasting, which you'll be tasting the Green Spot, the Jameson Black, Red Breast, Paddy's. There's going to be 12 different Irish whiskeys. It's only $25.
There may be a
what?
Nap. Is
you
there...
might need to bring a cab.
$25 to taste all those whiskeys? Yes.
Download Uber to your phone early.
Oh, my gosh.
Or Matt has a friend. Matt's got a guy with a scooter.
I've got the guy with a scooter. Entourage Transportation.
That would be a much better choice.
909-0100. Absolutely. So the Whiskey Club, something that you can find out more information about the Whiskey Club. You got to sign up and get past issues email. It's one of the things to which I look forward to when I get them. You get the whole week in front of you in terms of events. The Tuesday night steak special, you know, all these great wine tastings, Irish whiskey tastings, whiskey club. I'm a card-carrying member of that whiskey club.
Who wouldn't want to be in the whiskey club?
You're one of the first members, I believe.
I think I first. Anyway, Mike Cavers, it has been such a treat for us to sit down with you. Now, let me ask you, where are you going to be on Tuesday, March the 17th?
Oh, wow. I live in Phoenix, so I'm probably going to be running around Phoenix and popping in and out of a bunch of Irish bars. So if I was in Tucson, I'd definitely be here. I might have to make a special trip maybe to come down here.
Well, you might just have to do
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Yeah.
Lunch. Okay. You could do lunch here and the rest of it.
Lunch here and then the here dinner here.
And
right.
And I think never leave.
And I think the Jameson girls are actually going to be here, Pat says.
Yes, they will.
Now, do you travel with the Jameson girls just kind of as a rule there, Mike Cavers?
I got them in the car right now. They're outside. And you go check on them here.
Anyway, I got to tell you, it really has been a pleasure to meet you. I look forward to getting to know you a little bit more as we continue our Irish story here. Hopefully, we'll see you on the 17th. But thanks for introducing our listeners to really a whole new world of what Irish whiskey is. And again, March 17th here at Pastiche, the best place to experience them all.
You can't celebrate St. Paddy's Day without here.
I love
it. You got to be Pastiche.
I love it. Anyway, Mike Cavers representing Jameson and wonderful, great spirits under the spectrum of
Pernod Ricard.
Anyway, so we're going to ask you to lovingly hand your headset over to the executive chef here, who is one of our favorite guests here. We're going to have Pat Connor stay with us for the rest of the hour. Chef Tim Moore is going to be making his way over here to talk a little bit about what they have going on here at Pastiche. And again, Pastiche is about really good food, really good drink, a great community atmosphere, the bar that just greets you from the moment you walk in, you know, dare I say, where everyone knows your name, Dan Gibson.
Sorry. No, I mean, it's a spectacular place just because, you know, it's got a touch of the familiar. It's a classic Tucson restaurant, but they're always unveiling new things and, you know, just treat the customer right. It's a great place to feel comfortable and then, you know, class it up a little bit.
Exactly.
You can have a really a good night.
Well, speaking of classing it up, I mean, Chef Tim Moore just sat down. The last time Chef Tim Moore was on this show, we were broadcasting live from the Bacon Fest.
Oh, yes.
And Pat sat, Tim sat down. I said, you know, bring me over something that you guys are going to be, you know, kicking out to the masses here. And, you know, a lot of people brought over, you know, some popcorn with some bacon, which
sure.
is great. And, you know, yeah. and, you know, here's, you know, a little, you know, chopped up bacon on top of, you know, bruschetta. Lovely. So I said, Tim, what are you going to be making for us? He says, oh, you know, just a jalapeno bacon cornbread cupcake with a jalapeno bacon bourbon maple goat cheese frosting. What the heck is up with you, man?
I was just trying to go crazy, do something that nobody else was doing.
Get real.
Nuts.
It was nuts, and it was fantastic.
No kidding. I mean, you guys were slammed at the Bacon Fest. You guys doing Bacon Fest again this year?
Of course we are.
We're going to be broadcasting live there. I don't know how you top yourselves with that goat cheese bourbon frosting, but it was a life-changing moment for me. No doubt about it. Pat Connors, you must be so proud, man.
Absolutely.
Take Very a look proud. Around Very this proud. Place and the smiles on everyone's faces and, you know, Mike Cavers and his security detail sitting up there at the bar. I mean, you and Julie have worked so hard in this community for so long, and it's just such a pleasure to have you back on this show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're glad to be here. Just finishing it up our 17th year.
Unbelievable.
It is crazy.
And I got to tell you, 10 days away from St. Patrick's Day, you look good, man.
It's a fun day.
I don't know that I would be able to look that good 10 days before the biggest day of my life.
Well, it's great because I put it all on the chef, Tim.
Tim, not looking so good.
That's why I look a little stressed.
A little bit. Looking at the Irish pub menu here, I could see why you'd be a little stressed. It's ambitious. This is a real list of dishes here.
Well, what's really cool is we've done this for many, many years where we change our entire menu for one day. So you cannot get our regular menu items. It is strictly this St. Patrick's Day menu, and we do it all day long, lunch and dinner, and it is a hoot. I mean, it is amazing. People, of course, will have corned beef and cabbage. We do a fantastic corned beef and cabbage. I know I'm biased, but I think it's one of the best in town. But we also have oatmeal crusted trout. We have potato wrapped salmon. Oh. We have mustard baked chicken. We even do a little potato dumplings for the vegetarian. I mean, we've got it all over. I mean, salads, desserts, the works.
Now, when you say you have a brand new menu, I mean, and you actually have a new name because you don't even call it Pastiche on March 17th.
We call it Patty's Irish Pub.
Patty's Irish Pub.
It's a fun name to play with, and we only do it, you know, one day a year. And it's fun.
I love it. Now, what happens, Pat Connors, when someone comes in here and sits down on March the 17th and orders the time-crusted sea bass? What happens?
We've had that many times, and we try to kindly tell them what's going on and gives us a chance to talk about it. But we've had some people say, okay, they'll come back, and they leave. But then there's others that decide to try something, and they're incredibly happy.
I love it. So this is March the 17th.
March 17th,
You know, Tuesday. Quite literally all day, starting at 11 o'clock?
11 to 11.
11 to 11.
And we actually have a great little group of Irish dancers coming in for the evening, and they're little girls that are doing the Irish step dancing, and it's hilarious. So
I love
stick
it.
Around for dinner.
All better. Part of that experience. Yep. Now, I would imagine that reservations are probably something that people want to make.
Absolutely. It's become such a big thing for us. We would love to make sure everybody gets what they want when they want it. Reservations are key. So whether you do it through the phone, which is 325-3333, or go online at pasticheme.com, you can make it directly there. But we do recommend reservations for that day. It's a crazy day. We want to make sure you get a table when you want it.
So 325-3333.
Very easy.
To make reservations for St. Patty's Day.
Pass the five, just keep hitting the three.
Just keep hitting three.
Somebody
picks up. Yeah. That's what I always tell people.
At about 11 o'clock on the 17th, that's about all you'll be able to hit on the team.
I am already the Marsala Wild Boar Sausage. Yep. I mean, like, the incredible. It sounds great.
So, Tim Moore, executive chef here at Pastiche, how do you prepare your chops for this huge moment that has really, I think, redefined the holiday here in Southern Arizona, when you're going to be treating this whole community to your gifts? How do you prepare for that, or is it just another day at the office for Chef Tim Moore?
That's a little of both. It's like a week-long preparation, emotionally, mentally, and in the kitchen.
Got to get hydrated in advance. Prep for it.
There's definitely a few Jamesons the day before.
Just a few.
And now, do you have like a psychological thing? You've got a sort of the eye of the tiger thing that you got to gear up for?
Kind of, yeah.
He's done a great job with it. It is very stressful. It is creating an entirely new restaurant for one day.
Right.
It's not just, okay, we got a party of 100 or whatever. It's
right.
Everything beginning to end is different. So what we'll start doing is we'll start running some of the specials the weekend before.
Oh, great idea.
So that Friday night before, we'll probably have the corned beef.
Right.
We'll probably have the potato wrap salmon, a couple of items. It also helps the kitchen on the line get used to making dishes.
Right.
But it also helps promote the day.
Of course.
So it's kind of a combination. But we sell out of almost everything that night.
You have to.
So
yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
If you've picked up this week's edition of Inside Tucson Business, turn to the On the Menu column that I have the privilege of writing each and every week, and you will learn a little bit more about how Pat Connors and Tim Moore work very hard and very creatively about bringing you an unsurpassed culinary moment. Now, we talked a lot about Jameson.
Yes.
Jameson, that centerpiece experience for this milestone moment in the year here at Pastiche. But Guinness.
Yes.
Plays an equal role.
Absolutely. Mother's milk.
Mother's milk.
Mother's milk.
And I learned from you, Pat Connors, that you believe that it works just as well on a plate as it does in a pint.
Absolutely.
Talk about that.
Well, it's always good when you're cooking if you have a pint. So
just inspiration.
Yeah, that's kind of gets things moving. But it's great for everything. We use it for a marinade for a chopped steak. We actually use it for a base for a gravy. We even use it in a dessert for our stout chocolate stout cake.
Oh.
So it's very versatile. The flavors are incredibly complex, but it's also very easy.
I love when you said, now this is a beautiful, warm blanket of Guinness gravy that just cascades yeah. over the certified Angus beef steak served open face on sourdough. But Pat said, and just in case, you know, there's a sort of a real stout sophisticate out there that yeah. doesn't think that's going to be enough, we marinate the steak in Guinness for 2 full days before it even yep. gets cooked.
And then top that with cheddar, a cheese that has stout in it.
A porter so. Cheddar cheese. And it was just melted.
So just understand, a whiskey bacon is my
favorite. That item has been very, very popular.
I can only imagine. Yeah. I may just camp out here and wait. It'll be fine.
And what's great about it is, you know, Ireland being an island of corned beef. Well, right. beef is actually a rarity.
Right.
When you go to Ireland, there's a lot of seafood.
Sure.
A lot of seafood. So we have some great seafood dishes. And Tim's made one for you today to try. It's our
beautiful
potato-crusted salmon.
Okay.
So we actually take potato and spin it and get these really long strings of potato and then pan sear it. And it is incredible. It's been on the menu for the Patty's Irish Pub Day for many, many years. But we actually run it as a frequent special because we like it so much.
Like,
we
it's
do.
So
it's one of those ones that's... It's fantastic. The sauce, Tim's tweaked the sauce a little bit this year compared to last. Tim, what did you do this year on the sauce?
This year, it's usually just a chive cream sauce. This year, add a little horseradish to it. You give it a little kick.
Beautiful.
And the flavor pops. It's one of those things that just adds, and it. We're trying to get people to understand that, you know, the Irish cuisine, it's not just meat, you know, the corned beef. It's everything, and there's some great seafood. And of course, salmon is prominent there. This dish is one of my favorites.
Just gorgeous. Yeah. And I've had this dish a couple of times, and you're right. I think the horseradish was, there's some wisdom there because it just brings a little bit of hiss. And it's not this, you know, overwhelming horsey
sure.
sort of
exactly,
you know,
yeah.
spice. It's just a little suggestion, and it's working so beautifully together with the creaminess of this sauce, and it's the way you've wrapped the filet is just gorgeous.
So great.
I mean, aesthetically, it looks beautiful.
Well, and the salmon's cooked perfectly. It's nice flaky.
It's always fun to watch them wrap the salmon with the potato.
Right.
Well, maybe we should record that one day and put
we
that
should.
On.
Yeah, turn it into a YouTube clip.
Now, Pat, you said that you have some pretty good corned beef here.
We do.
How much corned beef are you going to sell on March 17th?
Oh, wow.
900 pounds or so?
I think we have 900 pounds brining right now.
Wow.
Give or take.
It's brining right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah
900 yeah. pounds of corned beef.
Yeah. And then, like I said, we'll probably run the corned beef starting that Friday before. So we'll probably sell more than we ever have because we've never done that.
I love it. Well, I want to remind all of our listeners that Pat Connors and Chef Tim Moore are going to be giving one of you the opportunity to win a gift card to experience pastiche food and drink for yourself. And you really are going to want to take advantage of this. But you know what? You got to do a little work because we're going to be revealing a trivia question here in just another couple of minutes. And the first person that calls in with the right answer is going to be Pat Connors' guest here at Pastiche. And this is always one of my favorite parts of the show. Sometimes because we like to give it away to people who have never even been to the restaurant. And if they've been,
love
that's
to.
Fine.
Absolutely.
You know, there's no rules that we have to follow. But anyway, gorgeous salmon. Now, I'm looking at something that made my heart sing over here.
Yes.
What's happening, Pat Connors?
We do specials all the time.
Yeah.
And, of course, during the Lent season, we do a lot of seafood specials.
Nice.
This is one of our all-time favorites. It's a pan-seared scallop with the ancho honey glaze.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is actually on the menu this evening and this weekend. And, again, it's one of those ones that we constantly bring into rotation. The colors are fantastic.
Beautiful
if you
dish.
Like scallops... Or if they, as they say back east, scallops. it is delicious.
Now and you obviously have brought enough for two here.
We did
just because there's two of us eating.
Absolutely,
this is a huge dish. Now
that's the entree portion.
These are this is one
this
serving.
Is the entree
one
portion?
Serving. Mm-hmm.
So we have five scallops.
This is one serving.
Yes.
Okay. This is on the menu tonight.
Correct.
With an ancho honey glaze.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try these. These
are on the menu
big,
live.
Big, beautiful.
On the menu live, absolutely. They're gorgeous.
Scallops.
They've got they're cooked perfectly.
Oh, my gosh, a beautiful sear on these.
Yep. And the ancho gives it just a nice touch again, and then the honey sweetens it up.
Then you've also got a fresh mango salsa on top.
Chef,
didn't get
well
enough sweetness
done,
from
Chef.
The,
Yeah, Tim's done a great job
That's
with
perfect.
This one.
That's really, really good.
I have tried to do scallops at home. I have tried and tried, and I don't know, and frankly, I don't know that I should try again. It's not an easy thing to do, to
no,
bring
it's not.
Them out. I mean, it's got to be just the right second when they come off.
Yeah. And it's all about that sear on the outside. You got to get that really hard, nice, dark sear on the outside of it.
Hot. Hot pan.
Hot pan. So that's what it is. And the fact that you've got that beautiful, I mean, it's almost like a natural crust that the sear creates, locking in those flavors, but then it's just beautifully and sort of pillowy inside.
Yeah, nice,
and that's where I always screw it up.
Yeah, usually it's when you leave it a little too long, that's when it starts getting that chewy, that rubbery.
Which you don't want.
And
yeah.
That's what ruins the flavor.
Flaky and tender. And yep. And I think what a lovely coincidence is going beautifully with this Jameson.
Right.
Give one of our listeners the opportunity to come experience pastiche for themselves if they think they know the right answer to our trivia question of the week. And I will look to my good friend Pat Connor.
Question. Mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day is really big in the States. It's actually not that big in Ireland. It's only big in the touristy parts of Ireland. But in the States, it's big. And there's always questions as to where the first St. Patrick's Day parade occurred and who in this. There's been arguments back and forth. But there's one trivia fact. Who was the first president to attend a St. Patrick's Day parade?
Oh, what a great question.
Yeah,
okay. So the question is, who was the first U.S.
president
to attend a St. Patrick's Day parade?
Correct.
If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 750-7456. That's 750-7456 for a chance to win a pastiche gift card. Good luck, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Pastiche on North Campbell Avenue, just south of Fort Lowell, on the west side of the street, wrapping up our 10 days until St. Patrick's Day broadcast with our celebrity co-host from Visit Tucson, snacking him on some Irish soda bread,
yeah,
Dan Gibson.
It is a rich and delicious bread. And I'm like, I was unprepared to start speaking again, but it's really quite good.
Okay, well, apparently we're stopping this week because, you know, Pat Connors wants to give away a gift card to experience pastiche for some of our listeners. And the question again is, what U.S. president was the first president to attend a St. Patrick's Day parade? Now, all of our listeners know that hints come if we, you know, have a lot of callers with a wrong answer or maybe not enough to inspire a caller or two. So we'll come up with a little bit of a hint. A lot of presidents in the United States sometimes use
their number of presidents.
Some actually use their middle initial. Oh, past the canal. Come on. Really, Matt? Hey, that?
That's going to limit it a little bit.
Yeah, but this, you know, this president.
Although it's not an initial.
Was famous. Right.
Because initial would imply that he has, that it's a middle name.
Exactly.
No middle name.
So what U.S. president was the first president to attend a St. Patrick's Day parade? Again, 750-7456. 750-7456 for a chance to win a gift certificate to experience pastiche. Now talk to us a little bit about this Irish soda bread. Is this, it's a must.
It is.
Element on a St. Patrick's Day menu.
St. Patrick's Day menus always have Irish soda bread, and everybody has a different recipe. This one comes from my grandmother. This is what she used to always make, and you know, work in the fields for her boys. She'd make a good dense Irish soda bread and made it last the day, so you can go out and work the fields and not be hungry. Mm. And this is a big, heavy bread, and we lace it with currants and caraway seeds. And actually made these loaves this morning.
I love it when you lace. I absolutely love it when you lace. Okay, well, I have a mouthful of soda bread right now.
Okay,
and we do have a caller who's called in. Who thinks she knows the answer? What is this live radio? You can't make yourself up.
Yeah, this is
funny. Well, we're going to really well
go to line one and say hi to Sue. Hey, Sue, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Okay, sounds like you are. We're doing great, too. Wish you were here. But Pat Connors wants you to be here, and he's giving you a little incentive. What was the first U.S. president to attend a St. Patrick's Day parade, Sue?
Well, with the hint, I'm going to guess Harry S. Truman.
Harry S. Truman. Pat, what do you say?
That is absolutely correct.
Ring a bell for Sue.
Ring a bell. Wherever there's a bell, ring it. Anyway, hey, Sue, now let me ask you, have you ever been to Pastiche before?
Actually, yes. I was in having a drink, and I stepped outside to make a phone call. So, yes.
Here now. I love it.
I'm right outside.
Oh, she's right outside. Now, Sue, do you work for Pastiche?
I do not.
You were not an employee. Okay, good. I was pulling for you. Anyway, don't go away, Sue, because we want you to stay on the line, because Mark back at the studio, he's going to get all your information, and we're going to mail it to you. We're going to give it to you, Sue. So congratulations, Sue. You're in for a treat. Thanks so much.
All right.
Harry S. Truman.
Yeah, isn't that kind of interesting?
Okay. Thank you for Jackie for calling in. Maybe try next week. But yeah, we already have a winner. Harry S. Truman.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. It's interesting to think, you know, you think of St. Patrick's Day parades going back to the 1700s, and you didn't have a president attend until the 20th century.
In the 20th century. That's absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, March 17th, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., a totally new pop-up menu.
Correct.
Some of the great favorites that you've experienced at this party year after year with some new tweaks that Chef Tim Moore talked about.
Absolutely.
325-3333 to make your reservations, because let me tell you, folks, this is something that you want to jump on now, because I won't be able to say that here in just a few days.
Absolutely.
This will be able to stay out. What are you going to be planning here at Pastiche?
We'll be up and going. We'll get Easter going, and there's always something coming up at Pastiche.
I love it. Again, pastichme.com for all the information.
Absolutely.
Get on the Facebook page. Like the Facebook page. Become a part of this Pastiche conversation, because there's always something new and fun and fresh happening. Get to know Chef Tim Moore. You know, wherever Chef goes, you know, innovation just sort of manifests. And again, just little tweaks like putting horseradish in the sauce for the salmon. Yeah. Those are the kinds of things that we just salute you for.
Absolutely. Very much so.
And everything is just, you know, fun rolled out here in a big way. So summertime is coming up, and there's always great summer specials.
Fantastic
here.
Specials.
I mean, all the way around the calendar. Yes.
We never slow down here.
Okay, hours of operation outside of St. Patrick's Day.
11 to 11.
It's that easy.
Yeah, how easy is that?
Can't make 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Come on in here again, a Pastiche on North Campbell, just south of Fort Lowell on the west side of the street. Food, drink, and, you know, get to know some great local celebrities here in Tucson. Find out how Chef Tim Moore prepares for the Bacon Fest. Looking forward to seeing what you have up your sleeve. You want to give us a tease? We got about 30 seconds.
I'm going to let everybody know it has something to do with pepper bacon this year.
Pepper bacon.
Oh, well,
I'm intrigued. I'm ready. Yeah. Anyway, Pat Connors, I salute you, man.
Well, thank you for having us on. We always love your show, and it's fantastic, and your articles are great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Chef Tim Moore, always nice to see you. Whiskey with us in the hour of the most delicious hour on radio.
It's very tough.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be loaded to our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Dan Gibson reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5... it's on the menu live.
Oh, see, you're pointing at me. I'm
cheers.
Sorry.
No, that's a sort of a group thing.
Oh, I didn't realize we're all in that together.
We'll see you at Pastiche. All right. Have a great weekend, fellow foodies. Cheers.